This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the International Energy Agency predicted that non-OPEC oil producers will slow the growth of their production this year. And there's news the oil services company Schlumberger will cut 9,000 jobs. But to bring this down to an even more intimate level, let's turn to the town of Lorain, Ohio, west of Cleveland. Once economically distressed, jobs poured in at the U.S. steel plant in Lorain to make pipes for domestic shale oil production. Now that crude oil is trading at less than half the price it was last June, there's word that more than 600 workers, nearly everybody at that plant, will now lose their jobs. Chase Rittenhour is the mayor of Lorain, population 64,000. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Let's start a bit with the backstory, if we could. Times were tough, but then with all the shale oil that needed steel pipe, what happened? Jobs began to bloom over there?
Times were tough. I came into office in 2012, and even prior to getting into office, things had started to get a little bit better. And then into 12, things really started to get better with both of our steel plants here, both U.S. Steel as well as Republic Steel, along with another manufacturer we have in town called Cameco. They manufacture the backings for seats and some Ford and Chevrolet makes. So we've seen benefits of the automobile industry improving. We've seen benefits within the steel industry with regard to the shale and oil exploration. So, yeah, the last few years have been very positive, particularly for those industries.
I wish we could end the interview right here on
me
this
too.
Note.
Me too.
I know. But we get to January of 2015. The price of crude oil has been cut by more than half over 7 months. Shale oil exploration will presumably be ratcheted back. And now what are you hearing about, for instance, U.S. Steel in your town?
U.S. Steel, what they do is driven by the price of crude oil. You know, as crude oil prices have gone down, the demand from their customers for the steel, for the drilling, for the shale exploration has gone down. And it's caused U.S. Steel to say, effective mid-March of this year through potentially May or June, they're going to idle their plant, which is going to mean over 600 employees through that time frame will be idled or will be out of work. It illustrates the global economy and how the global economy can impact Lorain, Ohio pretty dramatically.
It does sound like you have been doing some diversification of the economy there. You said you have another plant that contributes to the automobile industry?
Correct, Cameco.
So Cameco must be having a decent time. I mean, the auto industry is looking for growth this year.
Cameco has done a number of expansions. The plant size has expanded. They've expanded the workforce. So, yeah, we've seen some very positive things out of Cameco in the last 2 or 3 years, and we expect more good things out of them.
Well, Mayor, we'll, with your permission, we'll try to stay in touch as the town goes through some of this. Chase Rittenhour, Mayor of Lorain, Ohio. Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you very much for reaching out, and hopefully when we talk next, it'll be a positive story.